Donald Trump's finances have been in the spotlight. New York's attorney general is now investigating the Trump Charitable Foundation's 2013 gift to the Florida attorney general, which Trump was fined for. And the Washington Post and the AP are reporting that Trump doesn't put money in his charitable foundation. He uses other people's money. Well, today, Newsweek takes a look at his business, the Trump Organization. And senior writer Kurt Eichenwald argues that while there's no evidence of anything illegal, almost every foreign policy decision that Trump would make if elected would raise serious national security conflicts. Kurt joins us now. And Kurt, you write that Donald Trump doesn't really build anything anymore. He sells his name for millions through his Trump Organization. Developers put it on buildings in places like South Korea. Now, earlier this year, Trump made a threat that South Korea should pay for its military without U.S. help. You say that would benefit his South Korean business partner.
Exactly. I mean, you have a situation in South Korea, you know, particularly where Trump is talking about, well, they might have to get their own nukes, where his partner is the primary developer of nuclear energy programs. You've got a circumstance where everything that comes out of his mouth in terms of policy, you can pretty much find a country where he has a financial conflict of interest.
Another item that caught our eye, in Turkey, the country where a major U.S. military base is situated, Trump lent his name, again, this is what he does, sells his name for millions of dollars to a tower complex in Istanbul with the Dogan construction family. The president, Erdogan, was there at the ribbon cutting, but the Dogan construction family fell out of favor. They've had all sorts of criminal charges against them. The Turkish president is now lashing out at Trump.
Right. You know, now you have the president angry for having had any involvement with Trump in the past, saying it was a mistake. And, you know, as my story reports, I've been told that the president of Turkey is severely questioning whether if there is a Trump administration, given their dealings in the past, whether they would allow the United States to continue utilizing the air base there that is a critical element of our bombing on ISIS.
Well, what about in Russia, though? Because you tell us that Trump is friendly with a controversial Russian figure, Vladimir Potanin, who is the host of the Russian version of The Apprentice. It's called The Candidate. Very interesting. Trump, through the Trump Organization, is the show's executive producer. And we also know that Donald Trump's been criticized for his comments about President Putin. But what is wrong with his having those relations with Russia? Some might say he might have inroads into Russia. What's wrong outside of the potentially unnerving sight, as you write, of having a U.S. president's name emblazoned on buildings in Moscow?
You have a situation where Russian oligarchs could legally bribe the Trump family just by striking deals with them. And, you know, when you have a scenario where the financial interests of Donald Trump lie with the government of Russia, then you have a very serious issue of, is he going to be hard on Russia or is he going to think about, I'm getting millions of dollars out of there, you know, first? And you got to think back to, you remember when Brexit happened? He said, Brexit's great for me. You know, there's going to be more business for my golf course. Well, that's the way the guy thinks.
Kurt Eichenwald, what's the difference between the Trump Organization and the Clinton Family Foundation? We know the emails that showed foundation donors tried to get some influence with then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Some did get a meeting with her. What's the difference in your mind?
Well, it's huge. The money going to the Clinton Foundation, you know, goes to things like buying AIDS drugs in Africa.
90% of the Clinton Foundation money, it's been documented, go to charitable causes.
Right, exactly. And none of the money goes to the Clintons. The people who they say, well, they gave money and had a meeting with the Secretary of State, they would have had a meeting with any Secretary of State.
Well, and you've already said that there's nothing illegal about what Trump is doing. This is his business. There's just potential conflict of interest. He says that he's going to put it in a blind trust or give it over to his children. Doesn't that somewhat take care of it?
No, it's ridiculous. It's like saying I have 100 million shares of Apple stock and I'm going to put it in a blind trust. You know exactly what's in there. If his children are there, the money is still going to the Trump family. And so, you know, there is no way out of this other than Trump and his family permanently cutting off their relationship with the Trump Organization. You know, he can either be president or he can have the Trump Organization. He cannot have both. American national security cannot be up for sale to the highest bidder.
Kurt Eichenwald, senior writer for Newsweek, contributing editor for Vanity Fair. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more response to your reporting as the day goes on. Kurt, thank you.
Thanks for having me.